Blog Talk Radio.
Can I have his dance?
Is it all right?
Yeah, it's all right. As long as you ain't slow dancing, Junior.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, how are you? You know, our turn-up music really puts me in the down-south mode. Every time I play that song, I just get lost in a jam somewhere in my memory, somewhere down south. So this is Miss Latoya Bird on the line with ILoveDownSouth.com coming to you live, sharing things about what's going on down south since everybody's saying they ain't going on down here. I want to prove them wrong and highlight people, places, and things that are doing, something on the good news tip here in our community. So tonight is going to be a pretty exciting and explosive show, considering we are highlighting some of the down south sports stars in the area. You know what I mean? So before we get all the way, hyphen live, I just do want to give a few announcements and welcome all the listeners, those of you that are listening online, those of you that are listening by calling in. Go ahead and take a moment, text the auntie, text the cookie lady, post it somewhere, but let everybody know that you are on the ILoveDownSouth.com show, which is an online talk radio show highlighting good things happening down south. All right, so what went on this week? First of all, happy Black History Month. I hope you all are getting ready for the Black Panther movie, and I have to give a shout-out to Starex. He is a hungry Black man doing some amazing events going on in this city, in Miami, centered around Black history and the Black Panther movie. He's even gone as far to do some South and Conk food competitions and showdowns, as well as the African, prom type of theme going on centered around the movie. So I love what I'm seeing in the city. Shouts out to Black Tech Week and Felicia, the founder. So many great things going on in our city. So this is a call out to Down South. Down South, y'all need to start doing a little something. You know what I mean? We have a lot to learn and collaborate, with in regards to our sisters and brothers on the north side of town or up north or even in Broward County. Shouts out to the Black Broward Film Project with Emmanuel. So, it's a lot of things going on around, and I even saw Jay-Z here in the city as well as Drake in the city in the past week doing some amazing things. Shouts out to the Trayvon Martin Foundation. Just so many things going on. I'm excited, and in regards to community, you know, I just want to encourage the Down South community to continue to excel. I want to say Hope for Tomorrow also did something within the past week, something huge, and collaborations with so many other organizations. Shouts out to Pink Hearts, Inc., hometown from Down South, doing amazing things, getting ready to have their day party. So it's just a lot. You want to stay tuned in and check us out, especially check us out on Facebook, goodnewsghouls.com. You can find out a lot what's going on Down South on there, and you can also check me out on Instagram as La_Latoy, LATOY. All right, so let's get right to it. We already know that there's some stigma behind sports when it comes to the Black community. Yes, yes. So what is it? Is it something that we should strive for? Is it something that we should support our youth on when it comes to some of their dreams, their goals, their aspirations? You know, how do we treat this particular area of concern? Is it the only way out for our kids in the community, or is it just another system that they can get involved into? It's very controversial. However, I feel that it can also provide some benefits. So we're going to have none other than Coach Green on the line with us. I'm going to bring him on in a few moments. We'll be highlighting some of the sports scholars, if you will, from Palm Glades Preparatory Academy that are doing their thing, okay, been accepted to some awesome, awesome schools around the country. We're going to have a few of the recipients, the scholarship recipients, on the line with us this evening. So get ready to rumble. What are we going to be talking about? I'm interested in talking with the coach and to find out a little bit about who the coach is, because I think sometimes we don't investigate or, you know, question or just interview sometimes who are around our youth. And I think this gentleman who we're going to bring on is a great example of what our youth in the community and at our schools actually needs. All right, so I'm going to bring on none other than Mr. Coach Green himself. Peace and blessings. Are you there?
Yeah, yeah. Good evening. How you doing?
I'm doing well. You know, that was our electronic audience giving you a little applause. Hold on. Let me do that one more again just for you. Welcome, 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 Coach Green. Now, Coach Green and I go back indirectly because we went to the same high school. Right? Wait, did I get that right? You went to Southridge, correct?
I did.
Home of the Spartans in the building. So let me go ahead and do a proper introduction. I'm going to go ahead and read off a little bio about Coach Green so we understand the caliber, you know, of a coach that we have with us. So Mr. Lamont Green was actually born and raised here in Miami-Dade County. He's the youngest of two children, graduate of Miami Southridge Senior High. That is home of the Spartans, 1994. Ooh, way back. 1994. And he actually played on the team back then and went to state under Coach Donald Solinger and coached at Keys Gate Charter School for 3 years under Roger Morgan. And his first year as head coach here at Palm Glades Preparatory Academy. He's won Coach of the Year for his conference and won a bowl game this year as well. Seven of his players have been signed this year, having no offers last year, but multiple offers this year. He needs to point out the transition in results. You understand me, ladies and gentlemen? He has built the team off of discipline, strength, heart, and determination. All right, so that is Coach Green on the line with us. Drop the mic. How you doing, Coach Green?
Fine, yourself. And first name is Robert. My middle name is Lamont. So, because there's another Lamont Green.
Okay. Here, so. Let me get it right.
Yeah, I was trying to
you know, because I know a lot of people, you know. But nonetheless, middle name is Lamont. But first name is
Robert Lamont Green.
Yeah, yeah, that's me.
Yes, yes, there's a couple Greens out there, as a matter
of
fact.
Yeah.
So, yes. Yes, Coach Green. So how does it feel?
I mean, to me, it's a blessing to be in the situation that I'm in. You know, like I, you know, tell my players, I just appreciate the honor to be able to coach them as young men because they had a choice to go, you know, to whatever school they wanted to go to. But, you know, they stayed and they you know, went through the transition. And, you know, so I'm really honored that they did.
Okay, that's awesome. And did you, walking into this situation where you're the head coach now, did you feel like you had to come in with a certain level of results?
I mean, I really didn't know what to expect. I mean, because I wasn't expecting to have an undefeated season, even though that's what you want. But I guess my main concern was that if I can make a better person, then, you know, the athlete, because they're already athletes. I mean, if you can make a better person, you can make a greater athlete. So, you know, it's about what's, you know, how are you going to be after football, you know, because football, what if it don't last forever? Then what type of person are you going to be? So, I mean, you know, that was my main goal to come in and, you know, be transparent to them and, you know, help them become better young men, which a lot of them, or the majority of them, have.
Okay. I actually love what I'm hearing because, you know, I've seen coaches totally, how can I put it, like they have their blinders on and they're only looking at, you know, the win, or they're only looking at, you know, the score, so to speak, and they're not keeping in mind the holistic approach when it comes to coaching because of who you're dealing with. And what's at stake? And what's at stake literally is their future. And so I hear you saying that, you know, it's more about making the player the better person because they're already an athlete. So what are some of the things that you do with your team and your players to make sure they have that personal development, that they have that paradigm shift?
I mean, for me, to help anybody out, you have to be transparent yourself. You can't go in saying, oh, like you got everything together because, you know, nobody's perfect. You have to tell them about, you know, mistakes you made, things you've seen, you know, and be that to them, you know, because it's easier for them to be receptive to you if you let them know that, hey, I made mistakes when I was your age. You know, I didn't, you know, like I told them, I didn't take football serious. You know, when I was at South Ridge, I did it because I can play. You know, I was an athlete. You know, I had a little bit of athletic ability, so I had enough to, you know, get by. I mean, could it have been more?
Okay.
Yeah, but I was chasing girls, so you know, I try to get them to, you know, see that and not make the same mistakes I did. Because it is like if you're a head coach and your team is making the same mistakes you did, then it's like, what have you taught them? You know, I want them
right.
to be better than me, you know, go further than I did with football because, you know, it's a game that you got to love and have a passion for, and they do. So, you know, that was something that was implemented just
okay.
being transparent to them.
I like that.
You know, we had
go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. We had every day after practice, no matter what, we prayed somebody different or the same person, no matter who it was, you know, they had to learn the Lord's Prayer. And, you know, it was good. I think, you know, that brought the team together as a little closer. Also, you know, I did a group chat for the football team, which is connecting everybody to me. You know, they have that connection to if they need to say something to me or if I need to say something to them, I put it in the chat. You know, it was like trying to build a family atmosphere, you know, because you have these group chats with your cousins, with your best friends, but you don't have them with your team. So for us as a football team, we have one as a team together, and, you know, lets us get messages out to, you know, if we need to get something out, or, you know, even if we're joking around, laughing, telling jokes, you know, they tell jokes on me, I tell jokes on them. It's just making it that family, you know, feel. So, you know, that's something else that I do as well.
Oh, man, we need so much of that, and that's why I think anything like extracurricular, whether it be sports or another type of club, they have so much potential to do those extra things and to be those extra things that pretty much everybody is looking for. And unity is what I hear when I hear you speak. Unity is what I see when I see your team at school. And I love the fact of how involved you are as a coach, and the fact that you are mindful of your role and your responsibility. So shouts out to you for being all that, being a coach that's getting results out here, because at the end of the day, I do think that's what it's about, getting results and knowing what your goals are, and for you to say you already know you want to improve the person. That's the foundation. So I'm excited, and I look forward to more of what you're going to be doing. And I'm also excited to see what your players are going to be doing. And my next question before I bring on some of the players is, what has been your biggest obstacle this year in regards to being head coach, in regards to hitting, you know, some of these major milestones? What were some of the challenges that you had?
Well, I think with everything, you're going to have a challenge. So, I mean, I got to say my biggest one is, you know, coming in, you know, like I say, not knowing what, you know, the head coaching job, you know, was going to fully be about. I mean, I have a cousin that's the head coach at Gulliver, Coach Sims. And, you know, he kind of mentored me through the process along with Coach Morgan, Roger Morgan, which is who I coached with. They gave me my first high school coaching job at Keys Gate. You know, talking to them, you know, and seeing what they went through, you know, you can't really, I mean, you can see, but until you get in it, I guess, until you put those shoes on, there, you know, obstacles. I mean, my biggest thing was just, I guess, the fundraising aspect. Everybody's financial situation isn't the same. So it was rough. I'm thinking that was probably the hardest thing. To actually try to raise funds and get sponsors and things like that for the team, being a new, you know, head coach. Everything else comes, I mean, that comes along with it as well, but I think that was probably the hardest obstacle that we faced this season. I mean, you're going to have injuries, you know, you're going to have, another situation.
Okay.
I'm a proud member of Cap Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated. Shout out to the Nukes if anybody listening, that's one. And during the season, I was taking a stand with Colin Kaepernick in reference to taking a knee during the pledge. When we played a certain program, I took a knee like I did at every game. And the commentator actually came at me on the loudspeaker once I did that. And it kind of, I think that one may have been, besides fundraising, that was probably one of the most, it took everything in me to remain professional, because I didn't feel like he did. And I'm overprotective probably of my players and my team. So I didn't appreciate that. I could appreciate him if he would have came to me and said it, but the fact that he did it over the loudspeaker and ran it, I mean, I didn't appreciate that at all. So I think it took everything out of me to be professional that game on the sideline.
Okay, so that was one of your definite obstacles and challenges that you had this year.
Yeah.
I can see why. That's such a personal topic for some people. And that's a whole nother show and a whole nother day. But what I will say is, you know, your silent protest and knowing the reason why you're doing it is everything. And sometimes we don't have that level of understanding or respect for different views. And we get ridiculed. We get ridiculed for it. And everybody has a right to think what they want to. But I think when you are a club advisor or a coach, sometimes those are the challenges that we face. You know, do I take a stand? Do I go forward with my personal views or with my political views or with my emotional views or however it may come up? So I thank you for handling that in your most professional manner, even if you feel the other party didn't, because I think there are greater things at stake. And so thank you for getting over that challenge, because a lot of people would have responded a little bit different. And would you say that that was one of the challenges for you personally or as a team?
I mean, I think my team kind of feeds off the coaches. You know, they know when I'm upset, and that can – if I'm not focused, then that can throw them off. It can throw play calling off. So it kind of can affect, you know, pretty much everything in that aspect. I feel like.
Were those some of the things you were thinking of in regards to how you would respond?
It was. Because I, you know, at the end of the day, I don't want, you know, anything to happen to any one of my players. You know, I feel like they practice and play too hard to be cheated by referees and, you know, let that kind of stuff, you know, happen to them. So I had to actually, you know, try to calm myself down. So, you know, it was just a bad game. I mean, the refs were horrible. It just got bad after that, from that one incident. And it was like, you know, people were taking that personal instead of, you know, knowing what the reason is. You know, it's not against the country, or well, it's not against veterans, which is what he made it. You know, I'm a veteran and blase, blase. I mean, my dad was a Vietnam vet, a Purple Heart. You know, so don't sit up here and tell me that I'm disrespecting veterans because my dad's a veteran. You know, it was just, you know, everybody has their freedom of speech, freedom of protest. I was standing alone with Colin Kaepernick, and like, you know, like I explained to the people, I've been in law enforcement for 14 years. I've been a police officer for 12 years, so I know that it's no racial equality. It's not what I'm hearing, it's what I know because I lived it, you know, even being a police officer. So, you know, you can't really tell me or how what I should or what I shouldn't do, you know. So,
right, or what,
but I mean,
what
like
it
said,
might mean
that's
to you.
But like
yeah,
you said, that's
is,
for a whole other show.
It is for a whole other show, but I'm glad you mentioned it because this goes to in regards to empowering students to be their better selves. Sometimes they may need to make decisions on how they're going to react to a political or social event and how they're going to incorporate that in what they're doing professionally and what they're doing socially and what they're doing personally. So while it might have been a challenge, I also think it was a great learning experience for the team to see how to handle difficult situations. So on that note, we have a couple of the players on the line. I'm going to go ahead and open up some of the calls right now. I have Ashanti Appleby. I hope I'm saying his name right. And
yes.
He is a slot receiver. You know, first of all, I don't know nothing about football, so y'all got to forgive me. If it's not the quarterback or whoever kicked the thing through the H, you know I don't know much, Coach, so don't be mad. I play kickball and I play frisbee. So
okay.
I don't know much about football, but I do know about winners. So I want to bring on Ashanti, and he's considered a winner. I'm very proud of him to see him excel and do his thing. Ashanti, are you on the line?
Hello, hello, hello.
Hey, welcome, welcome, Mr. Signing Day. You know, scholarship recipient and all of this and that. Welcome to the line. Welcome to I Love Down South. Thank you for being a Down South sports star. How does it feel?
And thanks for having me. It feels amazing.
Okay. 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 So amazing. We're going to use that word today. So Ashante feels amazing because of what? What are some of the emotions or thoughts that are going through your mind right now, considering what just happened? So can you explain to our listeners and our supporters what actually happened with you this week?
Today was an experience that some others couldn't get a chance to, because scholarships don't come easy. We work for this, the whole team, the coaches, they helped me out. They made me the man I am today. They made me the football player I am today. At one point, I was thinking about I was never going to get a scholarship this year because of what happened last year, but now I'm here. I got a scholarship, and I signed.
Wow. When you found out about the scholarship, Coach, do the players know about the scholarship before signing day, or how does that work?
Yeah, they actually know. The coaches, what happens is, you know, they have highlight tapes they make, put on Huddle, and they send it out. Twitter is a huge thing when it comes to recruitment. Get in contact with college coaches. Once you send out your tape and stuff like that, you know, when it comes time for them to offer, you know, the coach will send them a letter of intent or an offer letter pretty much saying what they will offer them scholarship money-wise or, you know, to come to the university to play football. So, yeah, they know. They had multiple offers. So coaches reach out to them. It's just that nobody knows.
Okay, and so – nobody knows which one they're going to pick, right? Until Friday?
Until that day. Yeah.
Okay. So that's what's up. So, Ashante, when you were getting the letters and the different offers, what did it feel like when you made up in your mind which school you were with? Like, what was that day like? Did you feel like prayers were answered, or did you feel relief? Did you cry? Was you doing your dance? Like, what happened?
I was just kind of shocked. I didn't realize I was going to get as many offers that I did. It was just amazing. It put a big smile on my face, knowing that I put in all this work and it all is going to pay off.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And how many offers did you get?
I have 5.
Hold on. Let me see if I have a drop mic sound. I don't have a drop mic sound, but I'm going to get one. Right now, all I have is these little applause. Let me do that one more time for you. Yes, you deserve another applause. Wow. So what next? How do you feel knowing that you're getting ready to start your path on your wildest dreams? Because, like, from what you said, it sounded like a year ago you didn't think that you would be able to get a scholarship, but now you have 5 offers. Now you have the scholarship. Now you've chosen, and now you're getting ready to just head forward. So what school did you pick, and what are you looking forward to?
Well, I picked the Buena Vista University in Iowa, and I just feel like it's a new chapter for me because it's not over yet, because, you know, I still have to go to school, but school is always first. That's what mainly pulled me through, get seen by colleges, because of my academic skills. It's not just only my athletic skills, it's also my academic skills. So once they see that, they can be like, oh, this kid can do more than just use his athletic ability to get away in life, you know what I mean?
Okay. So I like that I'm hearing that. He said, not only do I brush my shoulders off on the field, I might do a little touchdown in his classroom with these books. So I love that. And with having that in mind, do you have any how can I put it? Do you have any thoughts or any worries about having a coach like Coach Green there in Iowa?
I mean, I hope there's a coach like Coach Green because he's a special guy. Before I met him, I don't think there's any person that helped me in life like he did. Like, he was always there for me and always there for the team. It's like, he was like another dad to me.
Aww. Hold on, let me get my tissue. You know.
Don't cry, Coach Green. Don't cry, Coach Green.
That's real sweet.
Yeah, we had a bet on signing day that whoever cried first had to do 40 push-ups because they always, you know, they were saying that I was going to cry first because they seen me. Like I said, you have to be transparent. You have to be transparent in order to, you know, to get to people. And, you know, they've seen me at that point where I cried in front of them because I care that much. Because, like I said, it's not just football with me, it's life, you know. So,
right.
I mean, they've seen that side of me, you know. So
did you do the push-ups or not?
No, nah, Frank cried first.
Yeah, Frank
got to
do the push-ups.
Frank cried first.
Frank oh, cried. Lordy, Lord. Okay. I have one of the other players on the line. I'm going to go ahead and open their lineup. Hold on 1 second. Let me see who that is. All right, we have – oh, that's hometown. Okay, so the next gentleman that I'm going to bring on, the next sports star from down south who had an enormous special celebration along with Ashanti on signing day, happens to be none other than Javonte Holmes. Peace and welcome to the line. How are you? Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, you know, Javonte a little shy on the phone, but he all over on the field. Can you hear us now? It's kind of hard to hear you. I don't know.
Hello?
I don't know if you check the connection.
That's a sexy voice.
Javonte? Okay.
Come on, sexy.
You don't got to use your sexy voice right now. Well, listen, I want to welcome you to the call. Thank you for being on ILoveDownSouth.com. I'm really excited considering, you know, we're related. Javonte, I want to say congratulations to you and your accomplishments. And tell the listeners, tell Coach Green, tell whoever's listening, tell us how you feel and what are you looking forward to considering you have now this scholarship. So, Javonte, what's really up? What's going on? What's on your mind?
Hello?
Yes, I think he may be having some issues with the line. Ashanti, can you? Huh?
Yeah, because I was at the movie. I just stepped outside the call.
Okay, thank you so much. We apologize. We know you're a celebrity already, but if you could spend a few minutes with us, and tell us, how does it feel to be this scholarship recipient? What's going on? Where are your emotions at? Where's your mind at? How you feeling? What is it?
In
the movies.
It's an amazing
well,
feeling.
I'm about to hang up the phone. Okay, so Javonte is getting his life together. He had the movies on the little date because he got permission since he got the scholarship signed and everything. He's at the movies. Hold on, let me see. Coach Green, can you give us a little update about Javonte and how has it been with working with him this year and who did he actually sign with?
Javante, like I talked about at I talked about each one of these young men at the actual signing day. Javante, like I said, is one of those small guys in stature, but he played like a guy. He's 5'4", 145 pounds, but he played like he's 6'3", 240. You know, Jay, you know, all these young men give it their all. But Jay, you know, with his stature, he gave, you know, he had an amazing season. I mean, in the summer workout, you know, all these young men, you know, put in 110%, which got them, you know, in the situation that they are right now. You know, Jay, Ashanti, especially, you know, those two young men, along with, you know, some of the other ones, but those two, because they're smaller frames, you know, they push their body to the limits in the weight room. Ashanti is 138 pounds, but he's squatting 405, you know, because he believed in the system that we put in, and it got it. He had a great season, amazing season. Javante, the same thing. You know, he was like the fastest kid on the team. Most of the time, he was the fastest kid on the field. And other coaches saw that. And other coaches had to plan around Javante on how to stop Javante because he's small in stature, like I said, but he's fast. He has good vision. And he don't like to come off the field even when he's hurt. So, you know, it was amazing having, you know, being able to coach, like I say, all these young men. It was amazing. And, you know, he ended up going to a junior college. He signed with the junior college, Mesabi Range College, which is in Minnesota. The coach saw his film, and, you know, they were like, we got to have this kid. And I mean, with junior colleges, I mean, even though you go for 2 years, you know, you start there for 2 years and, you know, you can build up your skills, build up your grades, get your AA degree, and then you can go to another university, you know, after that second year. If it's a bigger school, like a D1, D2, you know, whatever the case may be, you know, as long as you put in that work. So I can see him actually going that route to, you know, going to do what he has to do at the JUCO and then transforming to that bigger university to give it his all. So just stick around for a couple of years and, you know, see where you go.
That's right. You know, I'm related to his dad, so he got the genes, you know, from the fast running. That came on our side of the family. You know what I mean? And
I think his mom ran track in high school at South Ridge with us.
I was going to say, shouts out to Miss Tequila Holmes. That's my home girl. You know, she's also athletic. But to the whole family, what I like to say to families out there listening, anybody listening with children who aspire to excel in sports or who aspire to excel in any area, your support is so important. Parents who, listen, hands down, your children are going to latch on to whoever supports them. And so it's very important, no matter how outrageous the child's dream may be, no matter even if it's far-fetched, find the ounce of support that you can provide to the children, to your kids. And if you can't do it, be completely committed to finding somebody else who can, because I know what it's like to have, you know, to be excited about something and then let down because the person who you care about doesn't support you. So Coach Green and Ashanti, when I was 5 years old, my mom, why people ask 5-year-olds what they want to be when they grow up? Like, whatever. But she asked me, and I said, you know what, Mom, I want to be the cookie lady. I want to be the lady selling fruit cups. I want to sell cake, cookies. I want to sell all of that. And right away my mom said, you know what, we won't be doing that at this house. And so at five years of age, I knew that wasn't my support system in my entrepreneurial spirit, you know, and the things that I wanted to do. So what did I do? I found an auntie who was down, and that's who I latched on to. And every time I had a creative idea, she would always support it. My mom did support me, but she didn't support me in that creative venture that I wanted to do. So the reason why I'm sharing this story for parents that are listening and even youth that are listening, don't get so let down that it stops you from dreaming. So there's always somebody nearby that is available to support you. So when you guys go off to school, when you go off to college, have a listening ear that you can figure out who's for you and who can't really afford to support you because they don't have the level of creativity or the level of vision that you have. You feel what I'm saying? So I got one more player on the line. I want to bring him up before we get off the call. And that is Mr. Spivey. Hold on, let me open up his line. Hello, Mr. Spivey. Welcome to the call.
Hello.
Yes, yes, yes. This is the one and only Mr. Marcus Spivey. He's also executive internship student, so he has a special place in my heart as well. I want to thank you for being on. You have some of your players on the line, kind of. Javante somewhere watching a movie. Ashante's on the line, and Coach Green is with us. Tell us, how does it feel to be a scholarship recipient?
It feels good. Like a dream come true.
Like a dream come true. Listen, I get that from you, and I get that from Ashante. Like, what did you have this? Did you know that this was going to happen, or did you just dream about it? What was the transition from last year to this year? How was the impact of, you know, having Coach Green working with you? Did that have anything to do with your success?
Last year, it was like, it sucked. So when Coach Green came in, he had a huge impact. Because last year, we had, like, the whole team had no offer to having some when he came in. So, yeah.
Mm. So you say Coach Green was the salt.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So tell me about your game and tell me about your work ethic and which school you'll be going to.
I like putting hard work. I feel like I'd be the strongest dude on the football field.
Okay. Even stronger than Javante?
I'm way stronger than Javante.
Hold up now. That's my little cousin. Hold up now. But I like that. I like. So you have a competitive edge to you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So you like to play hard. You go hard. And then is this what you plan on doing on the college level? Do you think that would be enough, or what do you have in mind to work on to improve? Is there any area that you're working on to make sure that you perform at the same level when it comes to the college league?
Yeah, I just got to become better than I was in high school.
What are some of the things you know you have to do?
I get fast. I'm slow.
I'm sorry?
I said get faster.
Oh, get faster. Okay. 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 And what school did you end up signing? How many offers did you get, and then which school did you pick?
I don't know how much offers I got, but I'll be attending Sabre Range University.
Okay, repeat that. I didn't hear you.
I said I didn't really know how much offers I got, but I will be attending Wasabi Range University.
Okay, where is that?
It's in Minnesota.
Okay. Listen, I just need y'all to know y'all from Miami. It's cold as I don't know what in these other states. So I need y'all to stick it out. I don't need y'all coming home talking about it was cold. I need you playing your best while you freezing with the ball in your hand, making a touchdown, okay?
Wow.
Javante, you too. It's cold up there. And I know you kind of your frame a little bit different from Mr. Spivey, so you're going to need the extra sweater, you know, extra thermal, so y'all can stay warm. All right? And in regards to you guys meeting your families, and just like Ashanti said, starting a new chapter. Are you nervous about anything?
Not really.
Okay. Ashanti, are you nervous about anything?
Not at all.
Okay. You had to think about it hard, though, right?
Yeah.
Coach, what about you? What do you plan on doing, considering this is your, like, first round of players out of the nest? What do you have in place to ensure, you know, long term engagement with your players?
Well,
Fortnite.
I told both of them that, you know, because they both going, it's two different schools that they all going to. So I told them I'll be to a game. I got to go to Iowa and I got to go to Minnesota to you know, catch one of their games. But, you know, like I told them, they pretty much put Palm Blaze on the map this year. So they got, you know, everybody who comes after them have big shoes to pretty much walk in because they paved the way. The Magnificent Seven, I guess you can call them.
Say it again. That sounded nice. What you call them?
Magnificent Seven. The Magnificent
okay.
Seven. Yeah, they should get a movie after. Yeah, we should do a movie after.
For real?
but, you know, they paved the way and they opened the door for everybody else because, I mean, you know, we got, you know, schools that know who Paul Blaze is now because these young men, along with the rest of their teammates, got on the field and did what they had to do. And you know, now they're going off to school. So, you know, there's a lot of colleges and coaches who, you know, like what they saw in them. So, I mean, they really opened the door. So, like I say, you know, that makes me grateful to have them as a part of Palm Blades, you know, alumni shortly to be going off to play. So, I mean, now we just got to keep the wheel rolling. I mean, I don't really, you know, I'm not like most of these coaches, you know, they broadcast every move they make, you know, who they bringing into the school. We'll see who we got in the weight room and we'll work and we'll play come season. You know, that's my mentality. I'm not showing no, you know, I don't have nothing to showboat about or go out. You know, I'm not on that. I coach old school. You know, I mean, it don't matter, you know, who came to the school to see who or to see what. You know, I'm not posting that. I don't have time for that. Solinger never did it. And he had big wigs in the school to come look at kids, you know. So my thing is, you know, like I say, continue to make better young men so they can be greater athletes. And get out of Miami, go to school, you know, go get
that
degree.
Right. That's right. You said something controversial. You said get out of Miami. And I know it's some controversy in other schools and other signings with the mom who was upset, who walked out of a signing. But we ain't going to go there. I just wanted to say, you know, I heard you say get out of Miami. And a lot of people, a lot of parents want their kids out of Miami because so much shooting, killing, is so much going on. I know parents are trying to, you know, have the best interest of the kids in mind. But what I want to say to the players, to the Magnificent Seven, even though three showed up, you know, I wrote that down, Magnificent Seven. I want to say to you all, I look forward to celebrating with you. I want to work with Coach Green and being a part of the personal development component that his coaching has. And I'll be talking to you guys on a group level or individually. I want to do something for you as Good News Ghouls. I actually want you guys to be featured in the magazine. So I'm going to need you to hit me up with a picture, a nice picture that you want featured in the magazine. And maybe a short paragraph about your experience and you being accepted, how does it feel, so on and so forth. If you guys can get that to me tonight, that's going in the magazine next week. Make sure you tell the other brothers the same thing. We're going to continue to celebrate you. I know how it feels to set records and to break records and to do something for the first time. So you guys need to hold on to this bragging right. You now will be you will set the tone for what it means to be an alumni. at PGA, at Palm Glades Preparatory Academy. So when you're out there winning, you're not just winning for yourself, for your mom, for your dad. You're also winning for the Eagles. Because we're down south. You know how many people don't even come down south? You know how many sports athletes are from down south but don't even bring their dollars, their supportive dollars, all the way down south? So we counting on y'all on so many different levels. Should you feel pressured? No. But just know that we're looking to support you, and we're looking for that support back to the community. You understand what I'm saying? We're breaking a lot of records there at Palm Glades, being one of the first thriving charter schools in the area of Ghouls, and just doing some amazing things. Shouts out to the Honorable Mrs. Archelina Coates, principal, residing principal there, doing amazing things. Thank you so much for your leadership and all that you're doing. And thank you to the whole entire staff for making PGA what it is. And thank you to the students, to the academic and the extracurricular components contributing to the success of the school. So I'm really proud of y'all. You know what I'm saying? I'm really, really proud of y'all. I got to get we got to do something. We got to, like, sell they jerseys or something. Like, we got to just make it. Like, there are local celebrities, literally. Like, Coach Green, for real. Moving forward, like, their jerseys should be for sale. Hands down.
Well, that's a whole other subject for another day.
Yeah. Yeah, we know fundraising. We know. But we're gonna see about getting some support for you guys and making sure we stay in contact with you throughout the years, because believe me, you're gonna need it. But we're gonna keep things moving around here. This was the I Love Down South show. Gentlemen, if you have any closing remarks, any things that you want to say, feel free to say it now, because we're getting ready to close out.
I just want to say thanks for all the support. I know everyone's out there that was supporting us. They came to all of our games. They just wanted us to succeed. And I just want to thank the coach for everything he's done for me and for the team. And I just want to say thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Coach Green, do you have your tissue with you?
Well, yeah, I ain't really need it. I don't really like these dudes that much. Oh, I keep telling them that.
Oh, I'll be flogging.
Flogging, nah.
These young men, like I said, it's been an amazing, amazing, you know, year for me. I couldn't ask to go coach anywhere. You know, I was glad I was faced in this situation. It was for a reason. Like my cousin Coach Sam told me before I got there, he was like, it was like God put me in charge of people's lives, so you got to make, do right by them and make the right decisions when it comes to them. And that always stuck with me. You know, that's why, I fight the way I do, make sure things are done right when it comes. Well, you know, probably a little bit too much, but kind of get me in trouble sometimes with them, things I say. But, hey, that's life. Get tough skin. nonetheless, to the coaches that are having them, at the university, Coach Williams from the Saudi Range and Coach Curry from Buena Vista, those two coaches have been nothing short of amazing. I talk to them mostly, not the head coaches, they're, position coaches, but they, I've communicated with them and the head coaches, but them majority. And it's been a very smooth transition. And I think they're both going somewhere where, Coach have my similar characteristics. It's not Coach Green, but he's going to take care of them and make sure that they, do what they have to do, which is what I can't appreciate. You hear a lot of coaches say, what they're going to do, but, these two, these two coaches, I really got faith in them to, take care of these young men when they get to that next level.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Mr. Spivey, did you have anything that you wanted to say, any closing remarks?
I just want to say thank you for everybody for supporting us. Some people don't like PGA on top. They be hating. So I want to say thank you to all the coaches. Thank you to Coach Curry for giving my brothers the opportunity to play at the next level.
I don't know another person.
Thank you for Coach Quan for giving me a chance to play at the next level. And Coach Green for helping out. And I won't let y'all down.
All right, all right, all right. So listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to donate and support this team and this coach with any of their fundraising efforts, please get in contact with PGA. That's Palm Glades Preparatory Academy. They do need your support. They are going to the next level and doing amazing things. You can also find PGA on Instagram or Facebook. Look, let me not say it wrong, my bad. I know they on some form of social media platform.
Yeah, they're on Instagram.
But Coach, does the football team or the sports department, do they have a social media?
Yeah, we have every sport has their own Instagram page. Football has one. PGA football. If I'm not mistaken.
PGA football on Instagram?
I think that's it. I forgot the password because I'm the one that started the page, but I have to.
Okay,
yeah, PGA underscore.
Don't say no much by that.
It's PGA, PGA underscore football is the PGA page.
Okay.
So,
PGA underscore football needs to be updated with the Magnificent Seven. Yes, you can be looking for those updates coming soon as Coach Green figure out the password. Again,
yeah.
Palm Glades Preparatory Academy, right on Alapata. Please stop by, visit with us to find out what are the other great things going on with our sports as well as our academic endeavors. We are doing amazing things. Thank you guys for chiming in and being part of I Love Down South. You guys are welcome on the show anytime. No matter what, don't forget to send me your pictures in a small blurb about who you are and where you're going with your scholarships on and so forth so I can put you in the Good News Schools magazine. It has been a pleasure and an honor to have you guys on. I really appreciate it. We look forward to nothing but great things from you guys. Peace and blessings. Thank you, Coach Green. Thank you, Ashanti, Marcus, and Javante, even though you was at movies. And congrats to everyone else. All right, ride out with me as we close out the show. This is the ILoveDownSouth.com online talk radio show. Peace.